Beloved Master, I felt to share what I see from working in Dharma Mountain for almost 1 year, since you were talking about this in satsang. I have been in the kitchen. It has been a very new work for me. I'm learning and experiencing a lot. With Minal and Hamid, we had had a very good team. Things get done easily without fuss, and with a lot of fun also. It should be with fun, even though sometimes it's always some challenges and some problems, but fun should be the underlying energy. And if it's not fun, then it's not really for you. Because if you really want to do something, then you will have fun doing it. I see people coming to work in Dharma Mountain with the best intentions for the place and a lot of goodwill and heart. I see that everyone is doing the best they can, doing their work, that we mostly do the things that fall in our lap, whatever it might be. I see no one really holding the place, no one really having the overview, gathering the energy, giving it focus, putting ideas down and look into action. It seems like everyone is looking at someone else to do it. Yeah, isn't it amazing that still it's functioning? Huh? It's a miracle. How is that possible? Huh? This is something that is beyond any doing, you know, it functions. But this is an old dilemma. And when people come here, you have to learn to function in totally new ways. That means you have to be ready to change your ways into something bigger. And this is a deep habit for everybody, that they are so used to taking care of only themselves. It's me, 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 my little life. So you will all have your own little problems. But I remind you again and again, you have to get out of your own way, because here something bigger is happening. It's not you, it's something bigger. And most people, it's like you say, it seems like everyone is looking at someone else to do that, because they don't want to take responsibility. They don't want to put their head out. It's much more safe to be in the background. And that I heard always, and it is like that. And it's the same in Brazil. You ask, how come this didn't happen? Everybody can see that that should happen. Oh, I thought that one was going to do it. Then you go to that person. Oh, wasn't he responsible? This is how it is. You don't want to take the initiative. Then you need some clarity, some oomph, and that you don't have yet. You don't have that integration in yourself to take a decision, to be challenged, to step forward, because then you will maybe get judged. Maybe you end up in conflict, in argument, in projections. But that is the only way to grow. You have to step forward. You have to challenge yourself and your own intuition. That is the only way you get more intuitive. That's the only way you will trust yourself more. That's the only way that you can clean this habit of inertia, that you don't do anything, you're just lazy. And that is almost impossible alone. In the society, it's not like that. You just do what you're supposed to do. So when you come from the head, then it can bring in activity. You come from the rules, what you have to do. But from the heart, that's what I'm talking about, then it will be action. I'm much more interested in hearing what you have done than what you will do. Everybody talks about what we will do. Just show me what you have done. It's much more safe to think about something in the future instead of taking action now. Then you have to trust yourself. And everybody is just looking at someone else to do that. Sometimes I feel it is like walking into a fog where there is nothing to grasp. Nothing is said clearly, and no decisions are made. I see much fear. Yes. And again, I remind you again and again that everything will come up. But don't act out of the fear, or don't let the fear hinders you. If there is any fear, it is from existence that now do something to go through the fear. This is a place, a tremendous place, where you can grow, where you can transform. You won't transform if you sit at the same place. You won't transform thinking that somebody else should do it. And even if somebody else is doing it, it's not you. You have to do it. You have to come forward. So I know it's difficult because it's a whole, you're learning a whole new way of being that nobody has taught you. And that can only happen out of trust, out of a deep understanding, because you have to go against yourself, against your conditioning. Against this laziness that somebody else is going to do it. It's not my responsibility. And maybe it is not your responsibility, but there's something bigger happening. It's just the intelligence of seeing what can be useful, what can be your input. I see much fear of the new. Yeah, the new, there is fear in the new because the new will challenge you. The new is new because you don't know what it is. In the old you can function because then you know. It's in your mind, it is in your system. You know how to function in the old, that is your habit. You can be like a robot. But in the new, and especially in new situations, you don't know how to function. That is scary. Because you will grow, you have to transmute them. You have to explore how you will be in that situation. That is growth, and that is what is offered here. So it's up to you how much you receive that, or if you just sit on your butt. That is all what it comes down to all the time, because is all the time a lesson for growth, for expansion, for transformation. And if you want that, then it can happen very, very quickly. If you don't want that, how can it happen then? Even if you are here. And that is maybe the first thing to ask yourself, do I really want to be here? Do I really want to be here? Is my energy here? Is this what I want to do now? Because if you get the clear answer, which you maybe haven't asked yourself, then already the anicca is coming. Yes, I want to be here. Oh, no, I don't want to be here. Okay, then it's clear. It's in between where it's difficult. What you called, sometimes I feel like it's walking into a fog. That is how it is. It's like walking into, you are walking in a fog because you haven't really decided. And if you have decided, then you maybe have forgotten what you are doing. Because everything, even they say in heaven, it can become boring. Everybody wants to go to heaven, no? But then when they come to heaven, then after some years, just blang, 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 blang. Then they miss being unconscious and do stupid things. So this is something you have to remind yourself. I want to be here. I want to grow. I want to face my fears. I want to transform. I want to purify myself. Then it's the right place. This is a place of growth, of transformation. It's enough places in the world where you can just sit and Om Mani Padme Hum, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. 30 years later, nothing has happened. You are as dumb as ever. You can look very spiritual. Put on your turban. Nothing happens. You have to transform yourself, and that can only happen if you are ignited. And that, if you are ignited, then it will become in intensity. And I don't see much intensity in so many people. It's hardly any fire there. You have to be on fire. And that is your practice, your sadhana, to keep that fire alive. Which is not easy, it's almost impossible alone. But even here you can fall asleep if you don't remind yourself. So this is how it is. Then it is like you're walking into a fog where there's nothing to grasp, nothing is said clearly and no decisions are made. I see much fear of the new and of doing things wrong. Yeah, and if you're afraid of doing things wrong, then nothing gets done because you don't know, it's an experiment. If you do something, you do it wrong, that is not the problem, but then you learn this is the wrong way. Then we do it another way, you will get more intelligent. If you're afraid, then nothing will happen. And of confronting people when things are not done and not followed up. Yes. This is also something people, they have all kinds of ideas and you have to shake yourself up. You have to be confronted and you have to confront other people. It's one thing that is like a thread since I started sharing with people and in the Sangha, because outside, who cares? With the people who are close, and that is communication. Communication. That is very, very, very important. And many people, they can't communicate. They can't communicate clearly. And why? Because they are afraid to do something stupid or do something wrong. But you have to take that risk because that's how you get feedback. And everybody who's coming closer to me and the work, they will have to go through a purification. They will have to get feedback because that is the only way to grow. It's many, many circles around the master. So the closer you come, the more you have to be ready to face yourself and face your darkness. And that can only happen if there is a longing to be free. Otherwise, it cannot happen. Because the ego will get hurt. Many, many times before it's gone. It's like glued to you. And all these things, fog, and not confronting, and afraid of saying something wrong, and being a goody-goody, and all these things, and being very spiritual. All these ideas has to go. You just have to be yourself. Easy. So then, why do we talk about this? Because it's not easy for you. Then I have to. So, first thing you have to see if you really want, because then, if it's not an opening, it's pointless. That's what it means to be a disciple. That is somebody who wants to learn. He wants to learn a new language, a forgotten language, the language of ecstasy, of truth. When that is clear, then you are ready to go through whatever. Many times on the journey you forget. Then you have to remind yourself, this is what I'm doing. This is something unique. This is not something you learn in society. They don't need you as a real person. They need you as a machine. They need you to behave like everybody else, like the sheep. And that's how you all are very well trained. You can't say anything what you really feel. Even if it goes against your own intelligence, even if it goes against your own heart, you are following. It's much easier to follow and stay low. You have to break free. All these things are happening in us, in myself. Although I have spoken out, I have also been holding back. Yeah, but the thing is that you can start seeing it. You are getting some trust. And that's why I had to talk about these things, to make it clear. I have also been holding back in fear of offending, being too much, stepping on somebody's toes. Don't be afraid. And step. You have my permission. Because only if you're ready to step, then something gets done. And you know what? When people step on your foot, on your toes, you wake up for a split moment. So even that is a way, is worth it. So one thing is to confront, to say something. Don't be afraid of offending, because be sure you're going to get feedback if you offend somebody. Anyway, around me, you can't get away with everything, anything. So if you become a pain in the neck, you're going to get feedback. But it's worth it. You can try. So one thing is to come out, but come out from the heart. Some people are very difficult to speak up. They are so shy, they are so gentle, they are so meditative, they are so all that introvert. And I have healed many of them that they can speak up. Because this shyness and gentleness is just a, in fact, it's just a subtle ego hiding behind it. You need to take action if you're going to get something done in life. So it's another thing you have to go through. If you, as a sannyasin, you are into something bigger, no, you are with me, You work for the truth, you work for love, you work for consciousness. Then that itself will give you the clarity. Many will do some mistakes. And everybody who's sitting at this, oh my God. These people, they have gone through things. You know you can laugh, Mukunda. You are not so high in your hat when you get the stick now. Ah, ha, ha, ha. No, it's like he's feeling safe. Everybody is being polished. Where is Kalam? Just one example, but it could be any of you. Kalam also, when he came, then he was very intelligent, he could function, and we need that. Like now, you are coming closer, so we need that. People who can see it, take a risk, come forward. That is needed to run places, no? It doesn't matter where. Most people are just, oh, like that. And then I put, like a that I did also a mistake with Mukunda. I gave him more. Oh, he has some practice in doing some bioengineering and then, my God. And then Kalam also, you can do this and this. And then, but then I didn't know, my God, he still knew. It doesn't matter what they have done. It doesn't matter if they have been sannyasin for 20 years. It doesn't matter anything. They have to fall in tune with what is happening here. In the Sangha, in the Buddha field. Everybody has to do. So in fact, you're all babies when you come in. So he could see things, but he was like, pa, 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 because that's the way he know how to function in the world. Then I had to teach him and polish him, and then, ow, ow, ow. To come out with more clarity, more love. More humbleness. So it's a balance. So some, that is easy for them to stand up and shout. But they need more sensitivity. They need more love. They need more softness. Some can hardly say anything because they are so introvert and so gentle and like that. You have to help them to come out. And then you have some in between that runs around like Dayananda. Like a chicken. So, this is an ongoing process, and it will be like that till you are beyond your mind. Till you are in your natural self. Because you have, everybody has their habits, their conditioning, their image, all this that you can't see. And it's only around somebody like me that these things can come up. Because you have the courage to go beyond yourself. Ordinary, nobody ever start looking at themselves. So if that is not clear for you, that you just end up here by an accident and think, no, I'm just going to sit there and say, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, and everything will be fine, and we're going to be so meditative. No, that is fine, but you, it's impossible to come closer. You have to purify yourself. So you function intelligently. And one thing is to be meditative here, and spiritual here, but how about being spiritual in the marketplace, in the world? That's much harder. You have to integrate that into the so-called ordinary world. So there's no separation between this and that. That means total transformation. That you are not here, you are very spiritual, and then when you're out in the world, you're just the same old idiot who's doing all the things that you've always been doing. And then you forget it, and that happens also. Every time you come for a retreat, you have forgotten yourself. You have forgotten that space. So it takes an intensity, and very few people have that intensity. Then another thing is that here in Dharma Mountain is not so many people. So you have maybe people who is doing some work because they are intelligent, but it's not really for them. It's out of compassion they have said yes to do it. So it's different types. So that is also an art, to find the people who function good in different positions, in different work. So don't be afraid of being too much. It's much better to be too much than too little. Devadasi knows that. I'm sorry, I'm disturbing your meditation. Afraid of being too much, of offending, stepping on someone's toes. Because when you see something out of your own intelligence, out of your own intuition, out of being surrendered to the work that is happening around me, you cannot, it doesn't matter if you offend, because you are coming from the truth. And truth will always disturb the false. Truth will always disturb the lies. It's bound to be like that. But what then are you want to follow? Do you want to go on following the lies, the untruth, or do you want to step up in yourself and speak the truth? And as soon as you do that and you feel that tremendous energy and power that comes of working for the truth, then it doesn't matter. Because it's not you. You are used to coming from your ego, from a personal space. That's why everybody is afraid. But when you slowly, slowly learn to come from something bigger, it's not in your own interest. It is devotional work. It is for the good of all. Then the whole comes to support you. So don't be afraid of offending or being too much and stepping on someone's toes. That is like, around me, that is like light disturbs darkness, or poor darkness. We should be careful. And even I have to be careful, because many people, they can just take a little blink. It's almost like homeopathic doses. Plink, plink, oh, so good, so, and not more. If it's full sun, it's too much. That depends on your availability and your openness. Like I said the other day, even if you have a few steps up a ladder, you will see, wow, I can see much more. But there's much more. So the more total, the more surrendered you are to the whole, the more creative you are, the more intense you are in the search, the quicker it will happen. And for most people, you remember, it never happens. And even here you can miss out. You have to understand that in your deepest heart, to be available. And that will give you more energy. And you should be creative. And what is creative? It means expansion, no? Change, the new, taking risk. And this is what sannyas is all about. And when you are creative in any way, the creator works through you. Think about that. So, if that is offending somebody, and that is what is happening with this one, I'm working for the Creator. If I offend anybody in your sleep, I don't even know if I want to say I'm sorry. Just get out of here. Because that is how it is. Should light feel sorry for the darkness? I disturb the darkness. It's like that. So maybe if this is just the beginning, remember, that's where you are going. That's what I'm showing you, your own possibility. Afraid of offending, being too much, stepping on someone's toes. I feel this is more the problem than having too little ideas or projects or people. I am receiving so much every day working here. From now on, I will speak more out when I see and feel something. Yes. Do it. And that's what I'm teaching all the people around me. They have to start trusting. Not coming from their ego, but coming from their truth, from their intuition, from their heart, of their seeing. Not stumbling around in the fog and wondering, is this so and is that so? If you're all foggy, better to be quiet. But if you have certainly a clear vision of seeing, then for God's sake, speak up. And if that disturbs people who are stumbling around in the fog, don't feel bad, because they can maybe get out. Thank you ever so much for being here with us, and please let us be polished. Yes, it's very easy to say when you are not getting polished. But when the polishing is happening, then it's much harder to see it. But it all comes down to the trust and understanding and the intensity of the search itself. Because what does polishing mean? It means you're getting rid of that you don't need. And what is so bad with that? Why are you carrying all these things that you don't need? Which is what you are doing. Your protection and afraidness and conflict and stress and worries and fears. And if it comes up, then you give in to it. You listen to it instead of breaking through it. And the more you delay, the worse it will be. So polishing, it makes you more beautiful, no? It makes you more shining. They say when you find even a diamond, it looks just like a big dirty piece of rock. But if you have the eye for the diamond, in there is a diamond, then they start chipping off, and then they find the diamond, and then they have to go to somebody else to start polishing the diamond. Then you have to go to the specialist, maybe in the diamond district in Amsterdam. They have been doing diamond polishing for generations. And then that big thing, it becomes like this, it becomes like that, it becomes like that. And then you have like that, wow, that little diamond from that dirty rock. You could never imagine. And that is your story. You can't imagine. And only if you come to a real diamond knower and you surrender, please polish me, then you can become shiny. So then, if that is understood, you always want to be polished. No? You want to be polished because you want to be shining. You want to get rid of what is unnecessary. then if that is deep in the disciple, then there's no problem. But there's so many things coming up because of the habit. You forget that you want to be polished. So it's like that. So it's good you coming forth, because maybe you have some input that is needed. And then maybe somebody doesn't need to do, for example, poor Anurati. She has to take care of so much. And in fact, she should just be an artist and a creator, making nice things for me. And like that. That is more her nature. So, I'm polishing, but you have to also help yourself to polish each other. And remember that there's something bigger happening, and that is how it is to be in the Sangha. You have to get out of your own way and see how we can make it more beautiful, more shining, more creative, more together. And the only way I have seen is if you start sharing and communicating. That's why I all the time say, you have to share, you have to, don't hold on to the past, move on. So as you are coming closer, this is how it is and will be. Darkness disappears because the light never sees it.
Your beloved calls you here today to ask you for this dance. What will you say? Are you gonna throw the chance away? Just let go and see who leads the best. Surrender to the music. Maybe you don't need to understand. Maybe these are steps that can't be planned. Listen to the music.
You have to be aware that you have so many excuses not to wake up, not to be happy, not to be clear, not to be direct, not to be peaceful. Because the mind is running the show, is taking over. So even if you come here, you have to consciously use the opportunity. Otherwise, it's very easy to miss it. It doesn't matter if you were close and are involved all the time, or if you're just coming. The mind works in so many ways. It wants to hold you back, even if you know that it's good for you. This is what I'm here for. To undermine yourself. No, I don't care about going to that group. Oh no, doing dynamic, oh no, this is too much. And your whole life, you don't do dynamic. But when you are here, then also you can just be asleep. This is how the mind is. Instead of, that's what I mean, you have to push yourself. And that goes on for different levels. You have to investigate yourself, and you can only investigate yourself when you have some kind of clarity in yourself. How can you investigate yourself if you're all foggy? Impossible. First, you have to create some clarity. And only to create some clarity takes effort in the beginning. Then you have to take care of that clarity. That's a whole nother thing. It's not an easy fix. It's an ongoing process. Beloved Babaji, thank you, beloved, for serving all these opportunities on the plate. One golden and shining plate. You serve tasty biscuits of trust. Yes. Have some more. Because I have a big stash of delicious trust biscuits that should be eaten as soon as possible. Appetizing sweets of curiosity and delicious candles of seeing. Such an overflow, such a richness. Like this was not enough, you also showed me where to find courage. Mm. courage is an absolute must. And what is that courage? That courage is to be true to yourself. To don't stop. To move on. Go deeper, go higher. Go on polishing. Thank you for your tremendous support to take another step on this divine path. From a happy heart, in deep gratitude, yours, Dasha. In fact, we could call this just the tea party, where I serve you biscuits of truth and tea of bliss. Drink it, eat it. It's free of charge today. Kabir says, jump into this truth, jump into this fire, find the true guru, believe in him. Kabir says, when the beloved is being searched for, it is the intensity of the longing for the guest that does all the work. It is the intensity of the longing for the beloved that does all the work. You cannot do it. It is the intensity. And what is this intensity? It's something that takes over you. That has nothing to do with the mind. It's come from your heart and soul. Yes, that is totality. And that is the intensity I'm looking for. That is no more doubt, this is what you want, then it's very easy. Look at me, says Kabir, and you will see a slave of that intensity. Huh? Ay. Look at me, I'm a slave of that intensity. Then you are ignited. Then you're also not afraid on stepping on anybody's toes. You burn them instead. And hopefully burn them up. So they also get intense. Beloved, what is going on Dharma Mountain? Nobody knows. Something is glowing and burning, but I can't put my finger on what it is. Maybe I'm the one burning. Yes. When you are burning, then you see the whole world burning, though. You are the world. when you are depressed and the whole world is depressed, when you are happy, the whole world is happy. Because the whole world is you. You are the world. When you disappear, the world disappears. When you open the eyes, the world appears. So, when you are happy, life is happy. When you are in pain, the world is pain. It is good you are on fire, because this is the place to be on fire. And I'm not going to put out the fire. In fact, I put more wood on. And if you are open, ready, then definitely you will start burning. Because burning is the same as polishing. You get rid of the impurities. So it all depends how much you want transformation. That is what really is happening in Dharma Mountain. It's a place where your impurities can burn and you can transform and grow. So if that is what you want, it is the right place. But even here, people can hold back. I like to make things move. I'm very good at getting things planned and organized. And I have a great capacity. I like to clean up, especially all things that are not working anymore. Yes, good. Drop your old self that is not working anymore and be the new so I can use you. Then whatever you clean out in the basement, who cares? Important thing is to get rid of you, the old. Start new. I like it. Hamid, you say, I like to make things move. Good. I'm very good at getting things planned and organized. I like it when people are straight. I have a great capacity. Very good. Sometimes people say all these things in the retreat because then they are ignited. They want to be involved. I want to become closer. I'm ready for anything. And then very soon afterwards, 1 month later, poof, they disappear into the city or into the bushes, I don't know. But when they say it, it's true. But you don't take care of that intensity. You don't know how to keep that flame alive. So it dies. Very good. And the way to keep it alive is to be involved. That is one of the secrets. Whatever way you are involved in the great work, you keep the fire going. That is the secret. My meaning is that the organization for the administration at Dharma Mountain as it is today is too weak. There is a lot of will and heart, but the oomph is missing. Yes, words of truth. But what to do? But that's why I'm coming. I have to shake it up. Because much more can happen, and it's such a unique place that it can happen things on all levels. So many things can happen. there's too little clarity and there's little time to make up for it. Each one is too busy doing their own thing. Yes. But this is takes time to change because it's so deep ingrained in everybody to do your own thing instead of doing the big thing. That is the meaning when I say get out of your own way. Because your way is always problems. There's difficult, problems. But when you have the big work, you work for the big, the vastness, for existence itself, then something else takes over. And if that is clear, then nobody needs to be careful because it's for the big, it's for the whole, it's for the good. All these personal ego trips, you will transcend them very quickly if it's clear. And that is almost impossible alone. It is impossible alone. Because even here, when I work very much with you, I see how difficult it is. But every step you take, life becomes so much lighter and such a relief. And it opens up for so much more clarity and so much more understanding and so much more love and so much more gratefulness. Because instead of having those personal things, you have wisdom, seeing. There is often a well of ideas, and this is important, ideas and good goals that can help us move forward. But often it stops with the talking and the ideas quickly disappear again. Yes, that's the old story. Many good things, ideas, but no action. That's what I said before. Show me what you have done, not what you will do. This is all the talk. And for that, you have to wake up yourself. You have to go beyond your little self, your little ideas. You have to become more creative. You have to take initiative. You have to start sharing more, more intimate. You have to trust each other. It's so deep ingrained, this separation, that you are separated, that you can't do it, that you are afraid, that you are shy, that you are not good enough, that you are not worthy enough, that you're not intelligent enough, that you don't have energy, that you're so tired, whatever it is. And it's just things from your head. Get rid of it, and you will fly. But it's much easier to just get lethargic and stop when this any conflict, any so-called problem comes up, any issue that you personally go through, or on the outside, you just give up. How can you ever break through if you don't start looking into where does this problem come from? How come this has power over me? Just this idea. I'm working for something else now. Often it stops with the talking and the ideas quickly disappear again. I experience a lack of will and a fear of trying out new ways of solution. Yes. This is ingrained so deeply in you, this fear. And when you have fear, the will and the energy cannot come forth. And Rumi says this very beautifully, don't move the way fear makes you move. don't live in that way that fear makes you live all like a crippled, foggy, problematic, anxiety. Break free. Move the way love makes you move. This is exactly the same as I'm saying. Surrender to love, surrender to truth. And you will move a totally different way. And fear will have no hold on you. Because you have turned your back to that. You have new playmates. No, I belong to love. Have another biscuit of truth and a cup of tea to swallow it down with so it becomes part of you, in your belly, in your bones and your marrow. Don't move the way fear makes you move. Move the way love makes you move. That is, sounds very easy, but look how difficult it is. It came to a point where I have to share how I perceived and felt it, when there is no room for doing things differently. That I felt we are spending very much time and energy on things that never happen. That things are left to happen by themselves. Yes, that is also a very good one, no? Because how much is happening by themselves? Not much in the material world. In the inner world, things do happen when nothing is done, when you totally become still. Only then things are happening. But on the outside, you have a different law. Nothing happens if you don't do anything. Nothing happens if you just talk about it. You spring into action. But you have to do it together, out of your intelligence, out of your understanding. I'm not without guilt in this. I often, due to politeness, get uncertain when I try to express my experiences and conviction, and I pull back. Don't pull back, just come forward. And that's what I want. Come forward and be courageous enough to give each other feedback. Then you learn. Then you polish yourself. Then you start getting in tune. If you don't speak up, how can you get feedback then? How can things get happen if nothing gets organized? So you have to take risk, because risks is the only way that you can grow. And it's much more comfortable to stop. And in fact, most of humanity, they have stopped. They stopped very, very early in life. They don't grow. They say by the time you are 14, you have learned everything that you need to have learned of living a human life. I don't mean what you learn in the university or in school or education, which is just head education. It has nothing to do with living as such, the way I mean by living. But imagine, you are finished when you are 14, then you don't develop anymore. You just go through life. And that's the how this psychiatrist have come to. You get stuck. Because you don't grow. You can function then like a machine. You don't get wise. You don't grow old and wise. You just grow old. So you have to take risks. Even if you haven't found the real in you, go towards it. That is the only way to find it. To be the true self, you have to go forward it. You don't find it like that. You have to trust it. And the more you trust it, not from an ego point, but from your heart, your deep understanding, from your devotion, then it will help you. And then one day it tips that the heart is much stronger than the mind. Then there's no more problem, because you know that you can function out of truth instead of out of the ego, out of the mind. After we, the kitchen workers, saw the need to have sharings where we could share about how we are actually doing about the situation or a conflict that we had, that had occurred, I experienced that people opened up and became more involved. I experienced I could meet people in a different way. I could be more direct and honest. And I felt it was mutual. And I take note of how this is appreciated, both by myself and others. That's exactly why I say that the sharings are so important. This is exactly why you had an experience. Both here in Brazil, I all the time say, in all the partner, all the people, and all the people close to me, more sharing, more in tune. Then you fall in tune, you start trusting each other. In the beginning, you are totally on guard. You don't trust. You don't trust yourself, you don't trust others. But slowly, slowly, you get in tune, because you have, what is unique in the Sangha is that you have one common center. And that is the Guru, that is the Master, that is the Beloved, that is love. Otherwise, nobody can do this. You have one common thing. Doesn't matter how different you are, you have one common thing. And that saves you. That you can go out of yourself and start sharing and open up and gather trust. And that, again, transforms you. I know what I'm cooking. I hope you do in the kitchen also. Sometimes I wonder. So this is exactly, you can meet people in a different way. And when you have sharings, don't just be nice and diddly-daddle. Share what is real for you. Share what you see in the other. Give each other feedback. Get closer. Learn from each other. Receive the feedback. I could be more direct and honest, and I felt it was mutual. And I take note of how this is appreciated both by myself and others. And in the beginning, this is very, very threatening. Because it's threatening to the ego, because you never looked at yourself. But as you do it, it becomes a blessing. I feel shame. Well, this was Saint Lisana popped up there. Which has to do exactly what we were talking about, because she has learned also, and it's an ongoing polishing, purification, learning. So you are new, you are just stepping into it. But it goes on and on, because you have many, many different levels of yourself. And everybody has different things that they are carrying, which is very, very difficult to look at, very uncomfortable to look at. Blind spots. But just recently, Sana had also a very good insight, but she needed help from me and our friends. And the outcome says, I felt shame for the way all this had come up. I was not aware of what was running me in that moment. Of course, you are not aware when you do something unconscious that goes against yourself. And most people, they don't get aware either. And that's why it's so important with this sharing, but only out of trust, out of love. And because they have the same center, which is me, then they can take it in. I was not aware of what was running me in that moment, and I felt sad for it, because I know deeply that I'm not here for that, to fulfill my ego. On the contrary, I'm here to realize who I truly am. And as the light is coming in, I feel deeply grateful and happy that it's coming up now. And now I can see more clearly. So it's always uncomfortable to see things, but out of the trust, and that's how it will go more and more, the more and more in tune you get, the more and more trust you have, the more and more intimacy, the more and more love. And the deeper you go, then you can allow that to happen, that healing to happen. You can receive help. I don't take it for granted that the unconsciousness is gone, but I'm so happy for the light that is coming in the dark corners of my being. And I know that without the light of being around Babaji, I could never see this. I'm so happy for having you all mirroring me and making me more ready to be more and more naked. Thank you for all this loving support and trust, so I can go on cleaning myself and being more ready to recognize and see and live the beauty of being a nobody in the light and love of the Beloved. The grace of being close to Him and to be of any service is beyond anything I could ever imagine to receive in this lifetime. And I feel so deeply grateful. Love, your son. That's how it goes. And then it's very good. When the light comes, it's so good. So it's an ongoing process till it's only the most beautiful diamond left. So don't be afraid, Amit. Go on. This is just the beginning. And you will be polished. And you say, I'm still the luckiest guy on earth because I know what the world is. It is a light that never burns out. Yes. In love and gratitude, Amit. And that is the work of the Master. That that one day you will find that light that never burns out. And when the light is there, there is no darkness, there is no fogginess, there is no shadows, there is no past. It's only now and the clear seeing how things are. Listen to this, what my master said about the Sangha. When Buddha was alive, and all Buddhas, then the commune is growing around him. It is called the Sangha, another name for commune. The meaning of Sangha is where the initiative, where the disciples have dropped their egos and are no more functioning like islands, but have become one with each other, where a communion is happening. Communication is between heads. Communion is between hearts. Whenever so many hearts open, become flowers, a great fragrance is released. That fragrance surrounds any enlightened one. You can call it the Buddha field. The energy is totally different than anything you have tasted. If a Buddha is there, the commune is bound to happen. It cannot be prevented. The real seekers will start moving towards the awakened one from the farthest corner of the world. It is just like when a fragrant flower opens, then the bees start coming. In fact, they start queuing up from faraway places. Suddenly, the fragrance becomes a magnetic pull, but only for the bees, not for everybody. Dogs will pass the flower without ever looking at the flower. It does not exist for them. They are not sensitive towards the flower. And that's how it is. Most people will miss. They don't have that longing. They don't have that sensitivity that they can catch that fragrance. And most people are just like dogs and pigs. They have other things to do. They don't catch it. The Buddhas exist only for those who have the sensitivity, the perception, the availability, the openness, the longing, the search, the heart. Many comes across the awakened ones and they miss them. Don't miss. May everyone be polished, happy, and shining. Aum Shanti.
is to dance.
The name.